The H5N1 bird flu has been common across wild bird populations for the last few years. It has led to the culling of millions of chickens in the United States. Now, in some sort of plot twist, the virus has been found in dairy cows for the first time this March. There's also been one documented case of bird flu in humans. Welcome to The Checkup. I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media, and our checkup question today is, what do we need to know about the bird flu, its transmission, risks, and impact on our food? With me today to discuss that is Side Effect reporter Ben Thorpe.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. So listen, I've heard a lot of rumors about milk, and I need to know the barista's age-old question. Is it okay to put whole milk in my lattes?
The FDA recently put out a survey that found 1 in 5 retail milks at the grocery store have some signs of virus, which I think caused a lot of people, including myself, a bit of concern when I saw it. But that virus is not active, and scientists say it's been neutralized by pasteurization. That's a pretty standard process where milk is heated up before being sold on commercial shelves. Let's listen to what Denise Derer-Spears told me. She's with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health.
The Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees dairy inspection in the United States, has not expressed any concern about the safety of our milk.
It's maybe worth mentioning here, there are always risks associated with consuming unpasteurized milk, and that's especially true now in the midst of this outbreak.
Okay, I'll take the oat milk out of my cart now. But what about other animal products? It's grilling season. Is it okay if I hypothetically want a 16-ounce juicy bone-in T-bone or New York strip? What about burgers? What about chicken wings, Ben? Cheese? Are we safe to eat these things?
I feel like I need to get invited to your grill out. It sounds like you have everything there. The USDA's Food and Safety Service sampled ground beef from some of the states where dairy cows have tested positive for the virus. As of May 1st, those tests had all come back negative for H5N1. Animals are tested before and after slaughter, so the chance of contaminated meat or eggs is very low, according to some of the researchers that I spoke to. Birds also show very clear signs of infections, and many die, making it kind of unlikely that a contaminated chicken would make it into our food supply undetected. Part of why we think so much of the milk has been contaminated is because there may be cows that aren't showing symptoms but are still shedding the virus into the milk. So basically like asymptomatic carriers. The USDA, of course, recommends proper handling of cooking and meats. That's always important to mention. So I guess like as long as you feel comfortable cooking at the grill and like cooking food thoroughly is going to be all right.
Okay, so I can grill out. I can have my whole milk, but I have a little secret. Okay. I'm a world-class catastrophizer. I mean, could medal in the Olympics. So on a scale of peak pandemic era, you know, we're talking March, April 2020, to liking your crush's Instagram post from 2017, how worried do we need to be about the effects of H5N1 on humans?
Oh, we have the same brain and it's not good for us.
Not a good time.
Is that why we're in this business? Sometimes I think it is. The thing to know is that one dairy worker in Texas did become infected with H5N1. It showed up as a case of pink eye with no accompanying respiratory symptoms. The CDC has since advised dairy workers to wear protective gear when coming into contact with sick animals. NPR recently reported that some experts are worried that we may not be testing enough people who work with farm animals to really know the extent of the spread here. But this is a big but. Overall, at this time, the danger to humans, according to experts, is low. I spoke with Richard Webby. He's a virologist at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee and asked him to rank his concerns at this moment. He said H5N1 is still primarily a bird virus.
So again, still right now, the risk is for humans is considered to be low. But the more opportunities we get for this virus to sort of try out different hosts, evolve within that host, the more contact there is between an infected animal and humans, that does raise that risk. So although it's low, I think the risk has gone up a little bit just because there's now more contact between people and an infected animal.
Great. So I feel like listening to a virologist is important. So I will not panic too much about it right now. Thank you for talking to us about this, Ben. It has been very insightful.
Let's go get a burger and cover it in milk.
Yeah, let's milk this for all it's worth.
Okay.
Was that cheesy?
No, they're going to take this off the air.
Excellent. If you have worries about healthcare or your health, or have questions you're maybe too shy to ask your doctor, please let us know and we can try to get those addressed next time on The Checkup. Thanks, friends.